As we look at the livestock side of the trade today, Christian, I know we're seeing some weakness in this cattle market. Is it portrayed because of the way the boxed beef, some beef prices, consumer demand? What seems to be the drawdown?
I think demand is still an issue because I think you're getting, you know, the boxed beef has been up quite a bit this week. I mean, we settled last week at 188.10 and yesterday it was 196.90. Cash is at least steady from last week. So I think the fundamentals are actually a little bit better and the weights compared to a year ago are actually dropping. But I do think, you know, you have a demand situation, at least domestically, that has slowed down. And I think that's what's causing the market some pressure. And the other thing to keep in mind is just the simple fact that the funds have really been selling the livestock. They've been selling a lot of commodities in general, and livestock has probably taken a pretty big brunt of that. The dollar's gone up as well. It's making a big move again today after that jobless number came out today, jobs number, I should say, and that was bullish. It was bullish to the stock market. It was bullish to the dollar, but not necessarily bullish to the cattle because the dollar going up so much. The dollar is actually trading the highest level since last August, so that's typically going to be a little more bearish to the commodities, and that has truly been the case from the cattle market. With that being said, on the cattle, they're getting pretty oversold, and just like the hogs were yesterday, they're going to be due for a bounce here really soon.
Well, speaking of hogs, it was starting to see some profit taking maybe for them?
You know, you definitely saw a short covering yesterday. The one thing that's still holding the market back here is the simple fact that you have cutouts are still really weak, and even the cash market, too. The Packers definitely have more margin than what they had before, so that's a little bit more positive. And the funds there, too. I mean, you're only long around 8,000 contracts with the last report last week. You might actually have the funds starting to get into the short side on the hog market, which we haven't seen that for a long time. So, you know, we did have a good day yesterday, a more positive day, trading above some previous highs. Today is going to be just an inside day, and considering we're only down 20 or so on the nearby months, that's more considered a win in that market, considering where we were, you know, going into this week.